a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We haven't done a taste test in a while.
No, we have not.
And I wonder if you'd like to get involved with this one. So Twisties have come out with a crazy new collab.
Stop it. Stop. Yes. And enough. Woo back. Woo, Twisties.
Okay.
Woo.
Why?
Because they're getting really crazy with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicken or cheese? What's your...
I'm a cheese twisty
guy. Yeah, me too. But, you know, sometimes you see a chicken twisty and you're like, all right.
I'm not anti-chicken. God, no. But if I'm going to the shops and I'm buying a packet of twisties and buying the cheese ones.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I wonder if kids still do twisties or whether it's just like a millennial thing.
It's like aging out.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe that's why they're trying to make them new and sexy by putting weird, stupid flavours
into it. Well, what they've done is that they've got their mate Zupa Dupa out of the freezer.
Yeah.
And you know Zupa Dupas. Now, back in the day, once again, I hate being this person, but back in the day, they used to have Zupa Dupa flavours with like red, blue, orange, yellow, purple. That was it. Right? And now it's all like, fairy floss flavours. No.
Yeah, true.
I don't like that. Yeah. I like the OG, right? But that's what they've got. They've got the Zupa Dupa fairy floss and they've teamed together with Twisties and now they've made a Twisty Zupa Dupa fairy floss chip.
Stop it. Stop trying to make chips sweet.
It's limited edition. They're saying that you get the nostalgic sweet flavour of Zupa Dupa's fairy floss with the iconic Twisties crunch. I don't know. It seems a bit like a sensory nightmare to me. And looking at it, they kind of look that fairy floss-ish colour, like that pink, but it just seems wrong.
We've got a mate who does different radio, like works on a different radio station. He loves a taste test. He does them like all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had the sour blueberry twisties that
out of my mind.
3 months. It was only about 3 months, the last 3 months. And he said they were atrocious.
Okay. So this seems to be that they just hit IGA stores.
Okay.
Yesterday, and it's going to be exclusively IGA for the week, and then it's going to roll out nationally on the 30th of July, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, they're taking a while for it to release nationally, but surely we can get into an IGA and kind of get
one
of
these. If you want to do a taste test, but you can tell I'm not super optimistic about, what surprised me about these brands, right, is are they just getting people to talk about twist? Is this whole thing, like are we going through the whole process of R&D to get a flavour out there that is actually edible?
Yeah.
And then making them, like setting up the factory so that they might not have to change much, doing all that. Right, and then getting the bags printed, getting it all set up, getting it shipped out to stores. Is that all like a publicity thing just to get people talking about it so that people will buy the cheese and the chicken twisties?
Maybe, maybe. Because all publicity, good publicity, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, they can't be anticipating that this will stick.
Well, it says here that there's an Aussie foodie guy
by
the name of Russ Stewart, right? And he posts food reviews and everything.
Yeah,
and
what does Russ reckon?
He reckons 4 out of 10.
Yeah, see? Terrible. Dumb. Stop trying to make chips sweet.
Yeah.
Stick with what you know.
Stick to the plan. I reckon if we can find him, we'll send Lingy out. We'll make him do something for once.
Yeah.
We'll send him out to an IGA and we'll get some and we'll come back. Look, it might be good. I'm sure that salt and vinegar got the stiff upper lip the first time people tried it. Salt and vinegar? What the? And then who knows?
Again, savoury, mate. It's fine. It's fine if it's savoury. Put a bit of chilli on it.
Trying to be positive.
Also, we can't send Lingy out because he never comes back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, I'm going to tiptoe into this topic with a little bit of nervousness. What do you like as a driver, and in particular parking? How would you rate yourself?
I'd say that, look, I'm going to be honest. My Mazda 3 that I had for years and years and years, I feel like I was better at parking that than I am now. I've got the Mazda CX-5, right? It's a bit bigger and I feel I always park on the piss.
What's the rego on that one?
None of your biz.
But you've got more cameras than that now. Beeps.
Yeah, I know, but
things.
When I turn in, I feel that I overturn and I always end up parking on the piss a little bit. And
what do
so
you mean
now
on the
I just
piss?
Let
What's
the
that?
Wheel go.
Like on the wonk.
Like wonky.
Yeah.
You've never heard this phrase on the piss before.
Well, yeah, for somebody, not for a car.
Live little is what I would say there, Cameron.
Okay, sure.
So look, my parking, I'd say my reverse parking is very good. My reverse parallel is very good also.
Are you one who would commonly, when you're parking, hit the curb?
It's been known to happen.
Okay.
But I would suggest no, not a lot.
Right. I think anyone that claims they don't, no, or they never hit the curve, I think you're full of it. I think
Or you park way too far away from the curve.
Yeah, everybody does. Unless you've got someone that parks for you, in which case...
You couldn't possibly answer.
Yeah. I don't know what my driver does. It's none of my business.
Last driver that hit the curb, I shot him. They learn quickly in our house.
Maybe you can relate then to a particular incident that just happened out the front of our house not that long ago. Really recent memory. My beautiful wife, Dodsy, we were out the front. She decided to park. What's it called? Parallel park?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Out the front of the house. Mind you, not between any other cars. It was just a free, easy run into a park out the front.
She could have gone nose first but went rear first, or she did go nose first?
No, I went nose first. No, it was it was almost like one of those great ones where you can just almost drive into the parking spot. Like a lane
glide type thing.
It's a pretty simple execution required.
Sure.
Fair to say, Log, would you agree with that? The execution would be fairly simple.
It's more pulling up than parking, isn't it? Really? It's more of just pulling up.
Yeah, so I noticed which side you're going to land on this one.
No, I'll just keep my judgment reserved.
Now, I was standing at the front gate to, like, say hi to her and just, you know, because I hadn't been in the car and she was pulling up and it was great. I was very excited to see her. what I did notice, though, however, when she pulled up, was she hit the curb with such force that I just at least, that double take, like, ooh, wow, okay, sure. And out of the tyre that was the front tyre, the curbside tyre that got hit first, was this awful kind of like screeching, like, sound, but that kept going. So Dodsy decided just to turn the car off and jump out. And as she's walked over, she started walking into the gate. She's like, hi. And so she's like, I'm like, that is air leaving your tire still. And she's like, oh, is it?
Like, she's hit it that hard that she's flattened her tire.
What? Can you? And while we're talking, it's still.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
And I go, well, you can't hear that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I can hear that. That's like, and then turned to go back inside the gate again. I'm like, no, get back in your car, get it off the curb, because there is air escaping from your tyre right now. Oh, is there? Got back in, pulled it back, and the tyre is now basically completely flat.
Okay.
God, that's a hard hit.
That is.
It is a hard hit that then stayed there and allowed air to escape because you didn't adjust the tyre and, like, move it off the curb.
But even if it was moved, the damage is done. Uh-huh. So you might as well go inside and make yourself a cold drink.
But that's what her intention was. And it was basically like just valet parking, like, drop the keys to me and go, well, can you do something about that?
Is the rim damaged?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. What we were able to do was salvage. Sorry, not. I said we. Yeah. What I was able to do was very slowly limp the car because she finally moved. It was about half flat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realised there was no more air escaping. So she hadn't ruptured everything.
It's a hit and run situation.
Yeah. So I limped the car to the service station and it's really close by.
Yeah.
And put air in it and it stayed up. It's all good.
Oh.
But she'd hit the,
hit it so hard that it deflated.
Deflated. That's
but maybe crazy. So it came off the rim or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Truly, truly special. Right. So whose side do you land on now, Log?
Look, I just care about the car in this situation.
Just for my focus is. Just for scope. So in Newtown, the gutters, are they like, are they normal? Or are they those fancy like bluestone, you know, because they could be quite, the fancy bluestone ones, they can crunch your rims.
Mm. Okay, just up the street is the bluestone ones, but not in front of
ours. Bluestone zone. You're not in the bluestone zone. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Ma, what's your
that note.
It's my game. collectively at the same time.
Which is the best way to do it. all right, this is the game where you call up and tell us whether you want us to guess your mum or your dad's name. Each of us get to ask a question and then we will have a guess regardless of what happens. You win yourself a prize.
We've got Kerry from Norlane who's called up. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Now, we're guessing mum's name or dad's name?
Let's see. I'll go dad.
Dad. Okay.
Dad's name. Okay, Kerry. We each get to ask you a question to give us a little bit of a guide, a little bit of a hint maybe of what dad's name is. And then we're going to have a guess. All righty. Can I start?
Go for your life.
Thank you so much. All right, Kerry. Dad's perfect Saturday afternoon, call it maybe Sunday afternoon. Is it a game at GMHBA Stadium? Is it a show at Geelong Arts Centre? Or is it hiking in the Otways?
Say again.
If Dad had a choice out of these three to spend the afternoon, is it a game at GMHBA Stadium? Is it a show at the Geelong Arts Centre? Or is it going for a bit of a hike in nature, maybe in the Otways?
I'd go the hiking Otways.
Hiking.
Was that what you would go or Dad?
Probably
as
Dad.
As much as muchness.
Okay, bit of an outdoors man.
No worries. All right, do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kerry, is your dad excited or not excited about AC/DC touring?
Great question.
I'm excited enough for everybody. I don't know.
Would your dad like AC? No?
I would say that's enough. She doesn't know.
Okay, so no.
Kerry, tell us, what kind of car did your dad drive when you were a kid?
Oh, it was a V8 Fairlane.
Mm. Oh, yep.
Yep, and it had the soft top canvas on the top.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Yes.
I like it.
Nice.
Okay.
I like it.
I've got a name. So we've got hiking in the Otways, no to AC/DC touring, no feelings about that, and driving around in a V8 Fairlane. Lingy, your guess for Kerry's
name. All right, Kerry. Dad's name is Frank.
Oh, that's close, but it's not.
Ooh. Dad's name is, well, I'm just going to go with my original one. Dad's name is Tony.
No.
Not close to Frank.
It's Frank adjacent, isn't it?
What's Frank close to?
Fred? Fred, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fred.
Okay. Oh, should I go for it?
Yeah, go on.
I had something else in my mind. Kerry, is your dad's name Fred?
Oh, I should have given you more clues. Frank, because it's European.
Oh, that's not what. Can I say my other one that I thought? Is it Reg?
That's a good one, but no.
Okay.
All right, what is it, Kerry?
What's your dad's name?
Carl. Yeah.
Carl, very European.
Carl, very close to
Frank.
Frank.
And Rich.
And I'd like Tony.
Where did you pluck Rich from?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The letter that you get that everyone just is not ready for.
Ooh, which one?
It's the one that says you need to get a new photo for your license. It's been 10 years.
We've got some K-Rock promotional photos we could use for yours.
I wish. The last time I had my photo done, let's just say I had a severe side fringe. Mm. Okay, so that might put it in perspective for you.
Is that the only severe thing going on?
Yes. And I was dead behind the eyes. And 10 years later, bit the same, different part, middle part now, still dead behind the eyes.
Yeah.
But I've been putting it off. Because the thing is, when you get your license renewal, they say, hey, do you want to go 3 years or 10 years? Mm. And I was like, obviously it's more expensive for 10.
Yeah, but 100% you go 10.
I cannot be bothered dealing with this again in 3 years' time. So I signed up for the 10 years. And then I thought I was driving a license for a little bit because I left it a bit too late. But no, it's okay. Because once you pay, they say, hey, go get a photo, but this is your fake license until you get your real one, right?
Yeah,
But I needed to get it. The date was coming and I thought, so last week I went to the hairdressers and then I was like, well, this seems to be the perfect day.
Do you? Well, you don't give it a few days?
No.
Your hair to bed in?
No, because they had it curled and everything. It was like curled and was done and I was like, okay, I'm going now.
Okay, I don't look like myself, so let's get the photo.
Yeah, I put some makeup on. And I had my eyebrows done the week before, and I was like, okay, this is the time.
Eyebrows.
That's
That's how they become eyebrows. She gets them done.
But you might not know this, but unless you go to Vic Roads, if you want to go to the post office, because some post office do it, there's only one in the whole Bellarine that does it.
Yeah.
Drysdale, fantastic services.
Yeah.
But surely we can make a few more.
Yeah.
So make it a bit more accessible, right? Because no one wants to go to Vic Roads unless you have to absolutely go to Vic Roads. Nothing against people there. All good people, but no one wants to go there.
Isn't it quick at Vic Roads if you're getting just a photo? You sit there for 4.5 days if it's not.
I don't know. I didn't want to risk it. I didn't want to find out. So anyway, went over to Drysdale, and I've been known to smile a bit oddly before in photos. It's not my fault. Things happen. And then so what I was doing in the car beforehand is I was smiling. I was telling myself, okay, how would you smile in the photo? And then I'd look at the mirror and I'd be like, oh, horrible. Okay, try again. Don't smile so much.
Yeah, you're not allowed to smile too much, are you? Or is that passport?
No, so this is the thing. So I was like, don't smile. I want a bit of like seductive, you know, who is this girl?
Mystique.
This could be anyone. And so then I tried my mystique face and it looked very bad. So I thought, okay, little less smiling, little more mystique.
Okay.
You know, somewhere in the middle. And I thought, okay, I've got it. So I went in there and I bought a brush as well because I thought...
Wow.
And it was embarrassing, but I said to him, I've got to brush my hair. Do you mind? Like, whatever. Standing there for the photo.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I am exhausted.
No. So I'm standing there, and so I was thinking, I was like, okay, so shoulders and hair, and like, don't smile too much, but don't smile not enough, whatever. And he goes, you ready? Bang. And what do I do in a situation? I went... Full smile, like crazy. He goes, you can smile if you want. And then so that made me go a bit like, oh, my plan is gone. And then he goes, one, two, three, and I'm like, ha, smiled. And then he goes, oh, do you want to have a look at it? And I'm like, ugh.
Did you look?
I looked for a second and I said, spare me, sir. I cannot deal with this pain. Just sign me up for another 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, so you didn't retake?
No, because I didn't want to be that person. But now I'm waiting for the photo in the mail.
You've got to bring it into us, please.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.